Welcome to the Art in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DefNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you
the Fine Art Degree Shows,
the Arts Funding Cut,
Picasso, Peace and Freedom.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. Now, Ian, the news this week, I suppose the big news this week is that Arts Council England, the new government has announced that Arts Council England are going to receive a funding cut. I can't exactly remember the figures. Is it 23 million this year?
Yeah. Originally, they were going to cut anyway by 4 million, and the government announced another 19 million this year.
I don't think they're going to be able to make that. That is going to make, there's going to be cuts totally across the board. Big organisations, small organisations, they're all in danger. I think Arts Council England really needs to get out of its Westminster office, which it pays a fortune for, to rent. There's, you know, swathing cuts are to come, both to the Arts Council and also to the arts in general across the country.
Yeah, so the Arts Council chair, Dame Liz Forgan, made a sort of an immediate response, but just said, don't know what we're going to do, because we'll have to think about this. Not much of their funding is spent on themselves anyway, their own infrastructure. So, 75-80% all goes to art.
95% is 5% admin costs, which is pretty good for a public sector organisation. Yeah. But again, they spend an absolute fortune. Oh, I don't know, it's going to be terrible. Yeah. It's, you know, unless you're going to see the likes of maybe, you see some big organisations start to close. Because it's only through closing some of the biggies that they actually be able to make all that, those kind of savings.
Yeah, I suppose the odd thousand or so here to an artist isn't enough.
No.
And that's just for this year, so what will be like in future years?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. So we have to watch that and just wait to see what happens.
Now, on to good news. Tell us about the Arabic Arts Festival in Liverpool.
Yeah, the Liverpool Arabic Arts Festival has won an award. The 2010 Arab British Culture and Society Award. So they had some events in London and people went down there, and it's good to see it's been going for a few years now, I don't know how many. Mm-hmm. Based at the Blue Coat, all sort of happens around the Blue Coat, and the next one is actually coming up fairly soon in July. It's an annual event, Liverpool Arabic Arts Festival. The actual award is about £5,000, and they won it because it's made an outstanding contribution to the British public's knowledge and understanding of the life, society and culture of the Arab people, which is great, but it's also great fun. And there's lots of visual arts and music and literature, etc. So look out for the next one in July.
It's really good fun. And that is the news this week. So, rounding up the week, Ian, tell us about Picasso, Peace and Freedom.
Yeah, it's a good show. Went to see the press view last week. Lots of press there, obviously, from all around the country. I've seen various reviews over the weekend, and the consensus seems to be that, you know, it's the curators have decided the whole thing is about the Picasso during the war years and his later years, is being a communist, you know, card-carrying member of the Communist Party and supporting the peace movement and so on. So the press, the journalists seem to be saying, well, actually, you know, not quite sure about that. Yes, he was a member of the Communist Party, but that was sort of fashionable in those days. It was you know, all the artists joined the Communist Party in Paris and when the Nazis invaded, etc. And maybe it was even a good marketing move, that sort of thing. So the press seemed a bit cynical about that, and maybe the creators have tried to make, they've said, presented this artwork and said this relates to the Cuban missile crisis. Where the art critics are saying, well, you know, where's the proof of that? Maybe it responds to something else. So there is that sort of doubt about whether he was as political and as committed to communism as they might be trying to make out. But regardless of that, I mean, there's 150 great. Well, they're not all great, but a lot of them are very good works by Picasso, which we haven't seen before. You know, we've seen some of them. There's some biggies there, but there's lots of other work that that aren't normally in the public domain, and it's great to see such a big show of Picasso. And yeah, good.
Be an interesting insight into his life during that period of his life, anyway.
There is like shows like the history of It's a bit strange because you get the first thing you go into on the ground floor is this timeline, and just start at 1944, I think. Mm. Well, what happened before that?
Yeah.
I thought he was born in 1880 something.
Yeah.
So you completely miss all of the early, so it just it goes from the 40s onwards. But then, yeah, it does. There's press cuttings and all kinds about. He did a lot of stuff for the press, you know.
Mm.
Like when Stalin died, he did this. A drawing of Stalin, which was mocked at the, caused quite a fuss at the time because it makes Stalin look like a jolly, sort of irreverent thing when he died, and so that was interesting.
But get along and see it. Tickets are £10, and the show is on to the 30th of August.
Yeah, because it's free if you're a member, and another thing to mention is you exit through the gift shop.
As always.
As the title of the back
always,
is always good.
Yeah.
And we did get suckered in there. But there's some nice stuff.
Yeah. Fair enough. Now, what else have you been to see this week?
We had a lovely day out in Lark Lane on Saturday. You know, it was great weather last weekend.
Yeah.
And we went down to Lark Lane because there were a lot going on there again. The art galleries are popping up. They've stopped. They've said, the council said enough about this and so on. They didn't get any more licences for bars. So some of the empty places have been taken over by artists again, and in the old police station there, Nicole Bartos, who does Gallery for All Arts, has got two rooms there now, and in the rooms there was work by Derek Cully and Terry Sullivan, who both quite similar abstract works, very detailed, colourful abstract, really really nice work. We've seen them before, their work before. But also the same day there was the Calidad Arts and Crafts Fair going on in the main room there in Lark Lane Police Station. That was good. And then we popped across to Joel Bird has opened the gallery in the what used to be a delicatessen in Greengrass called Cabbages and Kings.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's really it's still the remains of the deli. There's still a deli counter, and he's put artwork in the counter there, and paintings up around. Also, some work by Becky Williams, who makes jewellery out of objects, recycling and stuff. That's really nice. And then further along is the Lark Lane Atelier, which is run by Frances Conway Seymour, and there's a retrospective of her work. So the whole building is packed with her paintings over many years. Get along to Lark Lane and have a look at all these things.
Now, also this week, you went along to the Hope University Fine Art and Degree, Fine Art Degree Show. And I hear there was a lucky winner of the purchase prize.
That's right, yes. We do a purchase prize for the fine art at Hope University. And this is the fourth year we've done it. And a young artist called Corrie Barclay... some really great paintings. There was a few of her works there, and we just sort of straight away we said that's the one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people said the same. You know, she shows a lot of promise, and she should go far. We're really happy to have purchased one of her paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And we look out for her in the future because she's graduating now, and she said she's going to stick around in Liverpool and maybe take up a studio space here. And she performs as well. At Hope, they often do some mixed modules, and she
has
mostly fine art, but also dance.
Mm-hmm.
So on the evening of the viewing, she actually missed her performance, but she was performing sort of dance around a sculpture, which also had projections on it. So she did all this as well as the paintings. It's amazing.
Excellent. So somebody definitely to look out for there.
Corrie Barclay.
Corrie Barclay.
Yeah.
Well, what else have you been up to this week? Oh, you said that there's been something going on, I don't know, I can't remember what, which is now over, but which you highly recommended.
Yes, it was part of Sound City, but it's continuing this exhibition called Screena Delica in the old Rapid Hardware building at the top of Renshaw Street.
Yeah.
I think the building's closed now. I don't think you can go inside. You could go inside and see this exhibition of gig posters, old and new, that was pretty good show. I don't think it can go in now, but in the windows, there's other gig posters and graphic artwork in the windows, and also two photographic exhibitions, one by Mark McNulty, the local photographer, and Ernie Panicchioli, the guy from New York, who's the sort of first and foremost photographer, documenter of hip-hop and the whole music and culture around hip-hop. And he was actually over here in Liverpool, and we've just been talking to him.
Yeah, we've just been talking to him for a long time, haven't we?
And listening to him.
Yeah. And listening to him. Well, yeah, we listen to him mostly. We will bring you the it was hardly an interview, but we didn't ask him any questions about hip hop photography or anything like that. It's kind of like, but again, it was just more interesting just to hear him talk passionately about the subjects which, you know, which fulfill his life.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's he earns his living through photography.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to his life than that. And,
yeah.
So he was over here to partly for the photography, but he's also it's a premiere of his movie. I can't remember the name, which they showed in fact. And
yeah,
that was packed out. They were turning people away because they couldn't all get in to see it. So yeah, that's a very interesting guy. And but you can see his pictures in the window anyway. Right. So yeah, I'm sure we saw some of the stuff, but that's plenty to be going on with.
That's
last week.
That is roundup of the week. This week. Now, Ian, very quickly, can you tell us what's going on this week?
Okay, very quickly, at Egg, there's a viewing on Thursday, 27th, from 18:30 to 8 o'clock. Mixing up my times there. It's called Stuff by Leon Ellis Jakeman. So a solo show at Egg Space, that makes a change. Then on Friday, the 28th, Alex Greener is having an auction. Sealed bids auction at the Studio 2, 3345 Park Street. So you have to pop along, and it's an auction of his Mona Lemon Lambanana
auction. Yes. I can tell you.
Okay.
So that's the 28th. That this Friday.
That's this Friday, yeah, 28th. Yeah.
Okie dokes. And that'd be, I should imagine you get quite a nice bit of money for that, actually, because it is quite a nice piece.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember whether it was for a charity or not. I can't remember. Auctions just tend to be, don't they? Maybe.
But not always.
No, not always, but I think it is. Then start, yeah, degree shows. We've already mentioned the Hope University degree show. This week, starting on Friday, is the Liverpool John Moores University, the Academy of Art and Design there. It's their degree show. So that covers all kinds of fine art, architecture, fashion. There'll be the catwalk thing they always do there. Interior design, product design, digital modelling and graphic arts.
That should be excellent.
Yeah, it should be really good. I've already seen the fine art catalogue. That looks great. We sponsored that as well.
Very good. You're very good.
Yes, try and do our bit to help the emerging young people.
That'll be really good. When's that?
Friday 28th, it opens to the public. And it's on for a week, so I think the following Friday it finishes.
Is there a private viewing of that at any point?
There is on Thursday evening, but I think you're supposed to have an invite, but I'm sure they won't turn you away, Neil.
Yeah, they would. Everyone else turns me away.
Oh, shame.
Also something on Friday.
Yeah, this popped up. I didn't realise this was happening. We're going off to Lady Lever tomorrow to have a look. Opens to public on Friday. Albert Albrecht Dürer and Italy. So it's one of the great Renaissance artists. A small exhibition of about 20 works, I think, highlighting the influence of his work. So there's some of his prints, but also other works of people around the same time. So yeah, that's going to be a nice little exhibition, that. Opening on Friday 28th, and it runs throughout the summer.
Okay, brilliant.
Lady Lever at Ellesmere Port. Port Sunlight.
Port Sunlight.
I just get those confused.
It's good, I'm making you hurry.
Yes, well, something else on Friday, isn't there? Oh yeah, the Victoria Gallery Museum at the University of Liverpool. Something a bit different from them, and it's called A Break With Tradition, 100 Years of Contemporary Art Society. The Contemporary Art Society, I don't know much about them, but they do lots of contemporary art. And it includes works by Bridget Riley, wallpaper designs for the Royal Liverpool Hospital, Philip King's heart sculpture, and Dennis Creffield's Autumn Equinox One, inspired by J.M.W. Turner. So yeah, all lots of interesting things there. Opens on Friday 28th, and again that will run through the summer before they do something for the biennial probably.
I wonder if they're trying to tie in with the start of
the John Moore
show as well, yeah. Because yeah, they're just quite close to each other, aren't they, those two buildings?
Yeah. We'll certainly go and try and go to both viewings on the... I think it was a press view, I think, on Thursday. We'll do both.
Excellent. Now moving on, I see Luwaka Art are up to more things.
Yeah, in the courtyard of the Blue Coats. It's the thing they do every month, once a month. I think it's normally the last Saturday of the month, so it's 29th. It's Bank Holiday weekend, isn't it?
It is.
So if you're not off to the Hub Festival at Otterspool, just give that a quick mention as well, you can go to the courtyard of the Blue Coats from 11 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, all day Saturday. Luwaka Art, so lots and lots of stalls, art there, craft and art there. What else? Well, just moving into next week, the South Liverpool Photographic Society have got an exhibition in the Cathedral. That's on the Bank Holiday Monday, 31st, and goes through the 12th of June. So it's free, just go to the Cathedral, have a look around there. And then at Blackburn House on the Tuesday, I mentioned Derek Cully earlier, he does abstract artwork. His wife, Eilish, Irish names. Is a really good photographer, and so she's been photographing a lot around the area where they lived in Birkdale area. So there's like the Gormley statues and other stuff on the beaches there and other stuff. That's being opened by Gary Miller at Blackburn House on Tuesday evening, 6 till 8. It will run throughout the whole of June. And what else? The next day, finally, at Liverpool Academy of Arts, there's
a VE Day and VJ Day celebration. I like the. Is it artwork, or are they just having a celebration? Are we dressing up in uniforms and doing that kind of thing?
I hope not. there's artwork inspired by that, and there is memorabilia from the time, and lent by various people, and original artworks on the theme. It's 65 years since victory in Europe and victory in Japan. So that's opening on the Wednesday, and just for 2 weeks.
Very important days in the diary, aren't they? Yep. Very important days.
Okay.
And that is this week. Further ahead. Now, further ahead, Ian, tell us about the Lord Mayor's pageant.
The Lord Mayor?
The Lord Mayor. What's his name?
Mike Story.
Is it still Mike Story?
Yeah, I think so, but handing over soon. I think the Lord Mayor's pageant is sort of the last thing they do.
Right.
I think so.
Because
sure.
I was thinking it's a bit like the pageant of power.
Yes.
Which was last night, which I missed. But all the cars in town racing around.
Yeah, we were there. Yeah, I've still got the painful ears from that.
Yeah. So I've got some recordings. Car
porn, somebody called it. Yeah,
it was car porn. there was stuff going on.
Yeah.
So the Pageant of Power, again, like Pageant of Power Mark II, is the Lord Mayor's Parade. Lord Mayor's Pageant.
Yeah, I don't think there's much room there. It's what goes along in a coach, which is pulled by horses, I think.
Yeah.
Real horsepower. And there's lots of dancing and floats, and the carnival people will be doing the samba dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a nice sunny day. That's Saturday, 5th of June, so it's over a week away. It starts at 1 o'clock from Pall Mall, and it goes all around the centre of town, ends up back in that area, by a town hall maybe. So do try and catch it. We missed it, like we sort of got there just as it passed last year.
You do get out of bed late.
Yeah, I think it was raining. We thought that would slow them down. No, quite often it does start late, but for once it started on time and it whizzed round.
Because it wasn't raining. Yeah.
No, it was raining, but that meant go quicker to get in the dry. So we got there when we thought it'd be passing. It'd already gone. Try and don't miss it. 1 o'clock, and then it an hour's gone, it's gone. On the 5th of June. So,
5th of June.
Yeah, and it's Liverpool Year of Health and Wellbeing, so.
Not innovation.
It's on that theme. So lots of people walking and pedalling and.
Good. I might.
Not so much room with.
I might take my bike down.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm not sure if we're allowed. But one of, talking about bikes, and we didn't mention it at the top of the show, and we've still got 1 minute left that we can actually do some recording in. It is Hub Festival this weekend. There will be lots of graffiti and lots of skateboarding, mountain biking, or if that's what it's called, I don't know. Yeah. I'm so old these days. But it should be really good. Stand at the prom. Mm-hmm. Should be a fantastic weekend. There's bands on. Sometimes there's loads of freebies that give away.
Oh, yes.
I got a skateboard last year.
Really?
Well, yeah, I just picked it up and walked off with it. Okay. Yeah, I didn't have any wheels on it. I thought, well, I just got a board. Well, my son did. And it's kind of like, yeah, he's like, yeah, look down, I got this. And it's like, okay, yeah, we'll keep it. It looks quite good because it looks as if he's like, you know, a professional skater. If he holds it up, it's going, yeah, these are all scuff marks.
Yeah, nobody will notice it hasn't got wheels on it.
Well, no, we could just move the wheels. It's, you know, from one to the other. But
So it's a whole, the 2 days, well, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got the Monday bank holiday to recover.
Well, I'm thinking about going down on the Saturday, and I'm thinking about going down on the Sunday as well, because it is so nice.
Yeah.
Especially if the weather's good. You can go down there and just go for a ride along the prom, come back again, and sit there and eat. I was going to say eat hot dogs. No, please don't eat hot dogs, because they're, you know, you really don't know what they're made of. But it's such a lovely day out there.
Yeah, yeah.
If the weather's good.
If the weather's good, yeah. Yeah, but it's a nice place as well. As you say, it's a good place for chilling out and doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, fantastic. It'll be really
by
good.
By the river.
The bands, lots of young people, but
yeah,
lots of people trying to do tricks on bikes.
Well, that's a problem. I'm so health and safety conscious. Like, I just can't be around anywhere that's a hint of danger. So, yeah, even though I was right next to all those passions of power things last night.
Yeah.
With racing cars doing stunts.
Uh-huh.
It was a bit scary. But mountain bikes aren't quite so bad. But I'll sort of go get past them and then sit on the grass. Yeah.
They tend just to do more damage to themselves, whereas if you're on one of those pageants of power supercars, hits one of those crash barriers, it could just wipe out a whole section of the press.
Yeah, that nearly happened, yeah.
I bet it did. Anyway, it's been a short but hopefully sweet Art and Liverpool podcast this week. We will be bringing you the Ernie interview recording at some point. So from this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, I'd like to say thank you very much, Ian.
Yes. Oh, and we're dashing off to Metal now to help set up the Art Prize, which opens next week as well.
Yes, Liverpool Art Prize opens next week, so don't forget that. We're 2 minutes over time, so we've got to go. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Mina, for being here. And thank you for listening, you. And goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.